You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So Labour has launched its re-election campaign, with leader Jacinda Ardern calling this election a COVID election while promising to create 40,000 jobs. I was at the campaign launch with other producers Sam Smith, Corey Fuimono and James Tapp, and this is what we saw.
Bringing home the paycheck, singing on your tape deck. Mama makes the babies and the dinner and the cash.
Facing a packed Auckland Town Hall and accompanied with a performance from Tammy Nielsen on Saturday, Labour launched its re-election campaign. In its first policy announcement, the party promised if re-elected, it would spend $311 million to help 40,000 people find jobs through revamping and expanding FlexiWage, an existing program that subsidises employers to hire beneficiaries at risk of long-term unemployment. This would see the average subsidy doubled to $7,500, while an extra $30 million would be ring-fenced to help benefit recipients start a new business through FlexiWage. Leader Jacinda Ardern said this would be funded by the underspend of the wage subsidy scheme instead of the $14 billion COVID recovery fund, which was needed in case to fight the virus again.
Well, ultimately, the wage subsidy for those who made continue to draw it down really is a sign that they haven't been able to sustain that employment. This is a way that we can be placing people into long-term employment, jobs that will last.
National has already launched a similar policy in late May under then-leader Todd Miller, saying it would pay $10,000 to businesses that took on new staff. But in her launch speech, Ms Ardern said this election would be a COVID election, as the pandemic has changed New Zealand and therefore inevitably what people will talk about.
No one wants it to be. We would all prefer the world to be free of the health and economic impacts that this global pandemic has created. I would rather not have had to close our borders or put in place the most severe restrictions on personal freedoms in our country's history. But it has been our new reality. When people ask, is this a COVID election? My answer is yes, it is. But that does not mean that there aren't still choices to be made. It does not mean there aren't ideas to be debated, policies to be released, manifestos to be discussed. In fact, it's the very reason why this election is more important than ever.
She told reporters afterwards that she didn't want people to think the election as the COVID election, but more of an acceptance that how this election would turn out to be.
The reality is, this is the biggest challenge that New Zealand will face for decades to come. It's only natural, and in fact, it's only right that we talk about our plan to respond, recover, and rebuild. Our view is that the health response is going to drive just how much New Zealand's economy is affected, and we've always believed it. Again, we have to campaign on our recovery and our rebuild. It's not enough to keep looking backwards.
While it's the same venue from the election 3 years ago, Labour's message has changed, from campaigning for a change to calling for staying on course and completing unfinished business.
So let's keep going, let's keep rebuilding, and let's keep moving.
For The Wire, call Justin Wong Aho.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.